Our next guest is Laura Slater, who's been a volunteer here for quite a while now.
Yeah, it seems like off and on over the last 7 years.
Over the last 7 years. So, Laura, where are you from?
I grew up in Michigan, but moved around a lot. Did high school in Washington, undergrad in Hawaii, and then spent time up in Fairbanks before coming down to Kodiak.
Hawaii to Fairbanks, that's quite a change.
It was.
That is quite a change. So you work for?
Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Okay. I do research on crabs in the Bering Sea.
Okay. I knew you did, but I wasn't sure which group you were with. Mm-hmm. I knew you were Bering Sea crab, but
yep.
Cool. That's kind of a cool career.
It is. Yeah, I've really enjoyed it.
That's pretty neat.
Thanks.
So tell us what we're going to be listening to today.
All right. When I was asked to come in, I thought about the musical journey my life has taken. I've been really fortunate. I have two sets of parents, and both of them have been strong musical backgrounds for me. Appreciators of music, and then also a little bit of playing of music. So a lot of camping and guitar and mm-hmm. singing around the campfire. So I was really fortunate that music has always played a part of my life and just shaped my experiences and who I am. So I wanted to just do kind of my life through live music a little bit.
Cool.
And go back to really early days. The first concert my parents ever took me to, I don't know, I had to have been only 12, 13 years old. Huey Lewis and the News. It was an interesting choice and a nice outdoor summer concert. So
rocking out with Huey Lewis.
Exactly.
That's all right. Nothing wrong with that.
Good introduction.
So where was that concert?
Somewhere in Michigan. I don't know. I lived in northern Michigan on Lake Michigan, Traverse City area.
Mm-hmm.
So somewhere within a few hours of there.
Cool. Should we start with that?
Sounds good.
All right.
Go ahead and phase out of that song. I've got a lot of selection, so we'll probably just do partial plays of some of the examples from
okay.
the different ones I've gone to.
Well, we can talk over that a little bit too. So
okay,
I have it playing in the background. There we go.
Oh yeah.
Technology. Technology. So So you were at this concert in Michigan, somewhere in Michigan, outside, right?
Outside, yeah.
And so it was you and your folks?
Mm-hmm, my sister.
Okay, cool, cool. And what was going on?
You know, a lot of just kind of like standing in place with your blankets on the ground and, you know, dancing to the music, and just a lot of watching other people. I've always been a people watcher all my life, and so it's always kind of fun in those situations to see new and different from what you're used to. And I grew up in a very small town, so everything was very new and different. But it was funny, you know, the blanket or two behind where we were, people were smoking pot, and it wasn't a smell that I was familiar with. I was certainly familiar with cigarette smoke, but not marijuana. So I remember asking my parents what they were smoking, and they so did not want to answer me.
Like, that's a different kind of cigarette.
Yeah. Yeah, and they had their little smirk and laugh with each other, but they would not
gonna,
share with me.
They weren't going to share it.
No.
Well, maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a good thing. So, yeah, parents are pretty good at sort of having creative answers to that. I think we're going to drift into that next song.
Okay.
So do you want to talk about this a little bit?
Yeah. So the next up on the queue, another great outdoor summer concert series in Michigan is called the Wheatland Bluegrass Festival. And it takes place a little further south in Michigan. I bet this was like a 3-hour drive, but I don't remember the location. And it was camping. I mean, you go with families. There were thousands of people there, a couple different stages, and people would set up in their lawn chairs and towels and just kind of hang out. They had different activities for the kids with, like, craft things and dances and everything like that. So I remember going. Both of my parents went to that one, and lots of aunts and uncles, so we just always had a really nice mix of people to hang out with. And yeah, I mean, in some ways it's that, and my dad's influence has given me a lot of appreciation for bluegrass, folk music, which I still enjoy to this day. Remember as a kid, I mean, I was still only in that 13, 14, or maybe even younger age range. So 3 days is a long time to just be hanging out with the adults. Even though there were a lot of other families there and activities, remember, I'd always go back to where they were on the their area on the lawn and complain about being bored. And it was at that point in time that Michigan, well, it still does, but the deposit on cans. And of course, everyone's just drinking while they're out there,
too. Of course.
And so my parents were like, why don't you just go do something? Take a trash bag around and start, like, collecting cans. You can make some money out of this weekend to keep yourself busy. And
That's
I did
a good
that.
Idea.
Yeah, I think it was, like, $50 worth of cans by the end of the
That's a lot of cans.
Days. It was a few garbage bags full.
I bet.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the deposit was, but it
cents.
Wasn't that much. Was it 10
yeah.
cents? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it wasn't that much. So, well, should we listen to the rest of this and see and who's the band?
This is an example. I couldn't find anything specific from that concert, so I chose one from an oceanographer that I know in Fairbanks that plays music, Seth Danielson. So this is his. So that wraps up most of my memories of Michigan music, and Actually, there was one more. We also have Cherry Festival every year in Traverse City with lots of good music. And I remember going to a Tanya Tucker concert there.
Wow.
That was great. I also like country music, especially live.
You have an eclectic taste. That's kind of nice. That's
yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, I like exploration and discovery of new sounds and types of music. So I do have a very diverse, selection.
That's why world music is interesting, because you get so many different kinds of music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know, and it's been good to be one of the hosts of that show.
And you've been doing that for a while.
Yeah. So
we're moving from Michigan to
Washington.
Where? Washington.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
D.C.
Yeah.
or the state of?
State
of. Yep. All right.
Western Washington. This is my high school years, essentially.
Okay.
Went with a friend in high school over to Eastern Washington, to the Gorge, and watched Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh, that's a bit of a switch up.
It is. I know. My stepdad, Brad, he was a huge fan of classic rock, and I remember as a kid not necessarily appreciating that choice all the time, but I definitely, there's just a familiarity there, and I enjoy it now, so yeah. So.
Lynyrd Skynyrd. Classic.
Singing.
classic Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Always fun.
Good stuff. Definitely good stuff. So, Laura, you have been a volunteer here for, what'd we figure?
Seven or eight years? Yeah.
Quite a while.
Yeah.
Because you were doing, I started working here, I think, in 2010. So you were working during World Music and some other shows, I think.
Yeah. I had started out filling in on open shifts as needed. So Spruce Tip Brew, a World Music show. And then the music that gets to be played around some of the broadcasted meetings I'd come in for.
Okay. And so, you know, we were talking during the, while the music was playing, we were talking about the fact that, that KMXT is a public radio station, but more importantly, KMXT is your community radio station. And by that, we mean we're a part of the community. We broadcast those government meetings that you were just talking about. Tonight, we have a school board meeting that we'll be broadcasting. Later this week is the borough assembly meeting. We do things like that. We work with nonprofits to help them get their messaging out. We work with the school districts to try to get kids in here to learn about radio and learn about audio and to learn about journalism and sort of all of that sort of stuff. But we also train people who want to volunteer and want to DJ and do shows. And we are always looking for people to come in and learn how to do that. And that was you 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah,
somebody
was.
Taught you how to do all this stuff, right?
Yeah, and it's relatively easy to learn. There's a few details to get down. Definitely getting comfortable speaking on the mics took me a little while, so I always focused a lot more on the music and a lot less on the descriptions behind the music until I felt comfortable. But no, it was a great opportunity for me to just focus and develop ideas and themes of music to pull together. And I really like sharing it. I really enjoy listening to music. And for me, it was an opportunity to not just hold that to myself, but to provide it for hopefully other people's enjoyment.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Yep.
We hope you're out there listening. So,
yeah.
So, Laura is now doing world music again,
yeah,
right?
Every other week. Yep.
Great.
I rotate with, CC.
Great, on Monday nights.
Yep. And I also just wanted to say what you were talking about earlier. KMXT has been a really great resource of information for what's going on in the community and how to plug in. You know, there's a lot of times where people are asking or wondering, how do I get involved? How do I, you know, make Kodiak my home by integrating in the activities that are going on? And KMXT is a great place to do that, and it's also a great resource for other groups and opportunities in town.
And you know, we've got on our website, we have the community calendar. If you're trying to plug into things that are going on, you can tap into that. If you're a nonprofit and you have events coming up, you can give us a call and we'll get it on the community calendar, or you can shoot us an email. And there's just all sorts of things that we do, but all of that also takes your support. It takes support in volunteers like Laura coming in and being on the air and hosting shows on the air. It also takes your support in the area of cash and the checkbook or the credit card or whatever your preferred method of giving is. But we depend on your support in order to stay on the air. So we're hoping that you're listening and that you'll call in this week with your pledge. You can call Joel. He's answering the phones at 486-3181. Or you can pledge online anytime at kmxt.org. You'll see the Donate Now or the Become a Sustaining Member blue buttons up in the right-hand corner of the website. So, Laura, let's take on some more music here.
All right. So back to Washington. The next on the list is my first indoor concert. I went to Bush at the Seattle downtown stadium. This was a high school date, which was interesting. And it was also interesting to me because being indoors, you know, it was an arena and everyone's in their assigned seats. There isn't a lot of just like moving around like there are in all of the outdoor concerts
now
that I was
you're kind of
used
stuck.
To.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's really about watching the pizzazz on stage between the lights and the sounds and, yeah, extra smoke or whatever else that they want to throw out there. So it was much more about the show than the music is what struck me.
Mm.
But we'll go ahead and play one of those songs.
All right, we're going to rock through some songs here. So we're in your Washington era.
Mm-hmm.
What's your next Washington concert?
The other great opportunity for live music near where I lived in Washington was the Washington State Fair in Puyallup. And they'd always bring in really big name events. And it was also nice. It was in this outdoor stadium. I mean, it's still assigned seatings and arena style, but at least the stage was outdoors and you kind of got to enjoy that late summer feel while enjoying the music.
Nice.
So one of the ones that I saw there was Garth Brooks. So we'll go ahead and move on to him.
In the morning, not a soul in sight. The city's looking like a ghost town on a moonlit summer night. Raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. Every light is burning in a house across town. She's pacing by the telephone in her faded flannel gown, asking for a miracle, hoping she's not right, praying it's the weather that's kept him out all night. And the thunder rolls. Thunder rolls. The thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold a sleepless night as the storm blows all out of control. Deep in her heart, the thunder rolls. She's waiting by the window when he pulls into the drive. She rushes out to hold him, thankful he's alive. But all the wind and rain, a strange new perfume blows, and the lightning flashes in her eyes, and he knows that she knows. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. Thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night as the storm blows on out of control. Deep in her heart, the thunder.
So now we're going from Washington to Hawaii?
Yeah. Yeah, I was really fortunate to be able to do my undergrad education in Hawaii. It's a lot of fun.
I bet. I bet.
I still worked hard, came out with my bachelor's in marine biology, but I enjoyed a lot of opportunities while I was there. And one of those, again, was a lot of outdoor concerts, especially a big kind of like full day multi-music events, which was really fun. And also just gave me more exposure to different music that, you know, again, everything is about what you have the opportunity to experience and what your peer group is listening to. So
sure.
Through a lot of my youth, it was influenced a lot by what my parents liked
sure.
and listened to. And Hawaii was kind of my breaking free and developing my own tastes. And I just kind of went a little, I don't know, I mean, maybe the young 20s, everyone goes a little bit more adrenaline in what they listen to.
Oh, I think so. I think so.
But I certainly did. So my roommates and I would track down ska music, and this was all indoor, and it was all very like dance intensive.
Yeah.
Just, you know, a huge dance floor, the mosh pits, the body surfing, like the whole whole intense affair. And it was neat to experience. I mean, I definitely enjoyed that energy and
yeah, I bet.
Danceability.
So we've got a ska song we're going to start out with?
We do, yeah. This is Dance Hall Crashers, Keep On Running. And this is still on my running mix. It's got a lot of energy.
All right, here we go. I like ska. So we're in the Hawaii section, right? So we went kind of abruptly, sorry audience, from ska to Green Day.
Yeah, and this is an example from the Vans Warped Tour, would come through every year and play a pretty good mix of punk, hard rock, Real Big Fish, Green Day, that ilk.
Pretty hard rock, yes. High adrenaline, like you were talking about.
Yes. I also enjoyed other outdoor concerts there, some with kind of more of a reggae feel. Also really fun, and an example of one of those songs that I brought in with me is Shaggy.
So let's go from Green Day to Shaggy. Tell us about Shaggy while we're switching here.
Yeah, I don't know of a good description for him. I went to this concert because he was also playing with Ziggy Marley, was the other artist on this concert. And so it was my first exposure to this music, and definitely has the more pop influences kind of behind it, but Jamaican style still.
All right, so let's listen to Shaggy for a little bit.
Fantastic, touch me on me butt, she says I'm Mr. Rose. Smooth, just like a silk, soft and cuddly, hug me up like a quilt. I'm a lyrical lover, now take me finna filled with my sexual physique. You know me well, Bill, do me, oh my, well, can't you tell? I'm just like a turtle crawling out of my shell. Girl, you captivate my body, put me under a spell. With your couscous perfume, I love your sweet smell. You're the only young girl who can ring my bell, and I can take rejection. So you tell me go to well, I'm bombastic. Tell me fantastic. Touch me on my back, she says I'm Mr. Rose. Mr. Boom, gee whiz, baby, please. Let me take you to an island of the sweet cold breeze. You don't feel like drive, well, baby, hand me the keys. And I will take you to a place and set your mind at ease. Don't you tickle my foot bottom, baby, please. Don't you play with my nose, cause I'm a hatchoon sneeze. Well, you are the bun and me are the cheese. And if I'm me are the rice, then baby, love you the peas. I'm bombastic, tell me fantastic. She says I'm Mr. Rose. Oh, Monty, tell me fantastic. Touch me on me box. She says I'm Mr. Boom, 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 bombastic. Tell me fantastic. Touch me on me box. She says I'm Mr. Rose. Oh, Monty, tell me fantastic. Touch me on me box. She says I'm Mr. Boom, boom. I say give me your loving.
Boom, boom. Oh,
yeah,
reggae
this,
feel
this,
on a Monday morning.
This was
That's
my
good.
Youth.
That's good. I like reggae. Boom, boom. That was good. That was good. So, you've spent your time in Hawaii, and you've done the outdoor thing, and you got your degree in marine biology, and now what?
Now a little transition time in Washington, and then up to Fairbanks. So starting my master's degree took me up to Fairbanks, UAF. It's a really great school, really great community. I really enjoyed my time in Fairbanks and make it back up to visit friends that also were entranced by the town and never left after school.
And just stayed there.
Yes. Yeah. Or left and came back. We were talking a little bit earlier, Fairbanks has a lot of really good music influences. It's really diverse. There's a lot of, especially the bluegrass, folk, a lot of people playing, open mic, and it's really welcoming and encouraging to try new and different things. One of the groups that I brought from my Fairbanks era is a Fairbanks band called Gangly Moose, and this is their song Northern Town, which is about Fairbanks.
Cool.
Yeah, but I don't know, it's just there's so many good hangouts there, the Marlin, and to just sit back and enjoy music.
It's really nice. And even long back when I was in the Fairbanks area. It's always been a great music scene there. It's really been nice. So, should we listen to the Gangly Moose?
Yeah, sounds great.
All right, here we go.
Cussed under the fading light, climbed up the mountain, I'm sliding down the other side, gaining speed. Standing on the hollow ground, hood off my withers, nothing like a northern town.
I like that.
Good. Yeah.
Good Fairbanks tunes.
Yeah, they did. They did a really good job.
So that was Gangly Moose.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a band out of Fairbanks. Mm-hmm. Are they still up there?
I'm not sure.
They might be doing bigger and better things now, huh?
Yeah, it's been 10 years since I lived up there, so I'm not sure if they're still performing and around.
Very nice.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of new and different music exposure for me here, too. A lot of potlucks and just hanging out with people from really diverse backgrounds. We had a really nice international crowd with the graduate student group that I was a part of. But also just a lot of, it's the first I'd heard of Michelle Schacht and
fell
in love with her. First I'd heard of Greg Brown, fell in love with his music. He came through Fairbanks for a show. an indoor show, and we went and watched it, and it was, you know, I had these really high expectations because I just discovered his music, and I was really excited to see it live.
Mm-hmm.
The audio during the performance was really poor,
oh.
and he was really frustrated.
Yeah.
He kept trying to work with them to get it dialed in. It wasn't happening, and so after an hour and a half, he kind of just, like, threw his hands up and was like, I'm not going to do this anymore,
yeah.
so.
That's too bad.
It is, I know. I can understand where he was coming from, but I would have loved to hear and enjoy more of his music.
Yeah, yeah. So do we have some Greg Brown? You want to play?
Yep.
All right, here we go, Greg Brown.
If I had known.
Jim and me.
Ooh, I like it already.
One more toss over on the spin is bright in the evening there. People always said there ain't no fish in there. Well, grown-ups, they ain't always right, because Jim and me walked home slow that night on right down Main Street in a PF Flyers with 2 5-pound bass making grown men liars. And Jimmy, if I'd known, I might have stopped fishing right then. Well, it's just as well that we don't know when things will never be that good again. If I remember right, we were far apart at the start of the ride, yeah, but somehow we ended up side by side. We hit a bump and she grabbed my arm, and the night was as cold as her lips were warm, and I shivered as her hand held mine, yeah. Then I kissed her one more time, and Jane, if I had known, I might have stopped kissing right then. Took me up on the roof, and we could see the lights of those little towns as we watched the August stars fall down on the shooting stars and the meteorites. Yeah, we went on a ride through the sky that night, and oh, if I had known, I'd do it all over again. Some things just get better and better than they already been.
Nice. Sure.
All right. During my time in Fairbanks, I also traveled around a little bit and went down to Girdwood and enjoyed the Forest Fair down there. And that was a really nice, relaxed atmosphere, pretty smaller outdoor concert, but
mm-hmm.
a lot of good local bands and local music to pick up on and listen to a little bit. And the one that I walked away that weekend from that stuck with me was this artist called Dan Coleron. I think he's Anchorage-based, but had just kind of
pretty
a
good,
nice,
huh?
nice sound. Yeah. So
all right, let's listen
we'll
to
play.
Dan.
Yep, play one of those.
Pull the lever and the loving take the reins. I'm leaving, I'll be off, I'm on my way. Engineer, pull the lever and the loving take the bite. I'm leaving, I'll be off, I'm on my flight. Whoa. Pull the lever and the loving, take the reins. I'm leaving, I'll be off, I'm on the way. believer in the living to come right. I believe in how if I'm on my life. Oh, slow. Time in a long hour and on the road of fence and on a sleigh. To the wind that links the sea. Take a ride on a golden rain. Take another on a western rain. Take another on a deep end.
You know, we've been having so much fun, we're going to run out of time here. So we're going to we'll talk over the music a little bit. How's that? Okay, as we make our next transition. But first, I want to thank Larry and Hillary Van Dale for their donation. Thank you very much for coming in and donating. We appreciate that. And Barbara Chase coming in and donating. We appreciate that very much. And Angie and Paul Shervinak, thank you for your pledge and donations. We've got a couple more here. Haley Foreman, thank you very much. Melissa Gandell and that whole family of yours, thank you very much. And Dave Kubiak. Lots of these folks are long-term, long-time supporters. We really appreciate all the support you've given us over these many, many years. And we thank you for giving us continued support now. One of the things that KMXT does periodically is throw a concert.
Really great concert.
Have a blast. We had Winter Twang not too long ago down at Tony's. And you've got a couple of things here we want to talk about, right?
Yeah. So my next musical transition is down to Kodiak. And it's been great. Not only is there good music regularly in town with artists here, but KMXT brings in some really fun music. I had the pleasure of seeing both Barefoot Bluegrass and Red Molly when they were here, and fun shows, both of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good dancing.
Good dancing music, yeah. Yes, yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So let's play one of those.
All right, we'll put up Barefoot Bluegrass with The Blackest Crow.
All right, here we go. Barefoot Bluegrass, another great Alaska band, actually.
Yeah. Started.
I don't think they're together anymore.
I don't think so.
Yeah, they played together when they were really young, And
I think that they met at, like, there was like a Cordova music camp or something.
Yep. And they played together for quite a while. And they were here in Kodiak mid-2000s, maybe?
Yeah, they came twice.
And they played for a couple of KMXT concerts. So KMXT, that's just one of the things that we do, trying to keep people entertained here. Not only do we have great hosts who play great music over the air, we're trying to play music that's maybe new music to you. There's new things that you can explore. We occasionally bring bands in to play as well. So we're going to roll out of this band, and then we're going to talk about, this is kind of a good lead-in, the Early Bird Pledgers, who, if you had pledged by Sunday night, midnight on Sunday night, or 11:59 p.m. Sunday night, you'll be entered into the Early Bird drawing, which is going to Salmon Fest over in Nanilchik, which is a great concert that is, I think this year it's August 5th through the 7th, if I'm correct. It's somewhere in that time frame. But live music, outdoors.
Yeah, multiple stages.
Got
a lot of really good music going on throughout the day. It's a three-day event with camping and
all kinds
out.
Of stuff. Mm-hmm. So you were there last year, right?
I was.
And you listened to this artist?
Yeah, and it was the first time I had heard Emma Hill and her Gentleman Callers. And I really enjoyed her music. She grew up in interior Alaska, and a lot of her music about Alaska really resonated with me.
And she's actually played here in Kodiak, too.
I missed her.
Yeah. So we'll listen to Emma Hill as we go out. Thank you again, Laura Slater, for bringing your music and your concerts in.
Thanks
and your memories.
Me.
And thank you to Kodiak. Keep those phones ringing. Jay will be here with the news here shortly. And if you call in during the news block, during any of this week, during the news block, you'll be entered into a drawing for a stainless steel growler and beer from Kodiak Island Brewing Company.
Nice.
So Jay will be coming in with the news. We're going to listen to some music as we go out. Thanks again, Laura.
All right. Thank you.